Hi, this is ariusvbob@gmail.com. We are on abovetopsecret.com. Once again, our email address is ariusandvbob@gmail.com. We have Arius here right now who's going to start us off with some real interesting items here.
Yeah, tonight we're going into some real heavy conspiracy. These are topics that I'm sure everyone has heard a little bit about before, but we're going to break it out just two guys talking about this, just seeing, what makes reasonable sense.
What makes reasonable sense is not happening today. We've got some really, really wild stuff going on in this world right now, and nobody even understands what's going on behind it. If most of you have probably been on different sites looking at different things, different conspiracy theories, things that we're probably going to be talking about, but we're going to bring it to you in verb words.
Alright, so here's something that I think has a very high degree of plausibility. Human beings are not of this earth.
Yeah, and we're going to disagree about it, and you're going to hear us talk about that.
That's okay, because I'm going to win this argument. I always do.
Most of our listeners have two eyes, two nostrils, one mouth, just like fish, just like deer, just like dogs, cats.
And one asshole sitting right next to me.
And how does that make you an alien when you are so much like, and you're only a couple of DNA strands against, away from a monkey or even a fish?
True. That is true. We do have a lot in common. Our chromosomes are, say, 90 to 95% the same as the rest of the life here on Earth.
I'd have to say that if we are aliens, that there was a simple module of life that was sent down here that did evolve.
I don't think we evolved. I think we were created.
Just like a virus?
We're not a virus.
Well, we are a virus.
We behave like a virus. That's why I'm saying, if you look at the natural ecosystem, human beings don't have a place. What is our place? To sit here at the top of the ecosystem and eat jaguars? No. If it wasn't for human beings, we wouldn't have domesticated animals. Now, domesticated animals were not part of the ecosystem until we came along and we got to this pinnacle up here and we started manipulating the world.
Is that why you could give a cat, a baby cat to a gorilla and it'll take care of it?
I don't even know what you're talking about, Ernie.
They have this gorilla in this zoo that they gave a kitten to, and that gorilla raised that kitten and took care of it probably better than most humans take care of their animals.
Well, V-Bob, that's just the motherly instinct. Animals have instincts, okay? Do we have instincts? Yeah, when I see a really hot chick, I know what to do.
But you know why you know what to do? I was told when I was very young, and this may be actually false, but they said that human beings left, if they are completely left isolated, what's those two people in that Blue Lagoon movie, that they shouldn't have known what to do, because unless somebody tells you how to have sex, you never know how to do it.
I don't believe that. I do not.
I have my thoughts about that as well. That's what I was told.
That would be an improper design. That would be, that would be, we couldn't go on. I mean, you don't have to tell kids in third world countries what to do. They say, this feels good when it's in here.
But that's telling them.
That's not telling them. They say, oh, this feels good. Now, I think I want to stick this into that. It's instinct.
You would hope, but I was told that only animals had instinct. But I could actually tell you that I may be misled on that one.
Well, just because you were told something doesn't mean it was true, V-Bob.
Well, it's just like we were talking, but when the microphone was off earlier, we were talking about history books and how they have changed over the years because we've realized that we screwed up. I can't give you an example out of an old history book right off the top of my head, but if you look at like a 1930s history book, it's going to tell you something completely different than what we have now. dislike about America and England invading Russia that nobody knows about after World War I that you were discussing when we were offline?
Oh, yes. The United States has invaded the Soviet Union. And now, granted, they did it after World War I, and they had still had their armies over there, and they said, hey, we're going to restore the Tsar. Now, the Tsar had been killed, but they were still going to try to restore the old Russian
economy that we're in with paper money, which doesn't mean anything, and people in the larger separation between the higher class and the lower class, which is just growing like almost at an exponential level. We have some things that we need to really discuss here.
But you know, we were going to talk about how human beings were not of this world, and you saw that you know, some of your points weren't making sense, and so you got off that topic. Let's get back to it. Let's get back to it, Bebop.
I think I need another drink.
Explain to me, and let me hand you some of the drink. The official drink of the RS and Bebop show is vodka.
Yeah, that's why I'm Bebop. I'm Vodka Bob. RS is RS because that's the name that he's chosen.
That's the name that was chosen for me. But I digress. I have a very cogent point. Human beings, did you drink straight out of the bottle?
It's vodka, man. Relax.
Damn it, Bebop. Human beings do not have a place in the ecosystem. Ecosystems have consumers and they have producers. But the consumers have to stay in, they have to stay in proportion to the producers. Now, what we are is we are this thing, this entity, this enigma. Not only are we consumers, but we are producers. Because we want to consume, we want to consume. Now, we create our own food for consumption, so we go out and we grow crops, and we go out and we grow animals, and no, nothing else does that.
No, you're wrong. There's ants that do that. There are ants that actually, they're called like leaf cutter ants, and the leaf cutter ants will actually take the leaves down in there, and they feed a fungus, and they actually have to eat the fungus. They farm. Ants, such a low life form level, will actually create a fungus that they have to eat by cutting leaves and taking it into the hole. Did you not know that? Actually, I think they're called farmer ants, to tell you the truth.
Bebop tends to make things up. So tell me.
I would like our viewers, if anybody else out there has heard of this, please email us and verify my point there so that
I would like to take
Arius here can read that.
I would like to take some time here. We have an upcoming podcast from one of my customers has taken a picture. Actually, his sister-in-law took a picture of a mysterious animal in the backwoods of Southwest Virginia. This animal was unlike anything that anyone around here has ever seen before. The closest thing we can identify it with is a large cat-like animal. The digital file is coming to us. We will be posting this on our site. We'll be posting it, actually creating a thread under abovetopseeker.com to talk about this mysterious animal. Now, we will be having an upcoming podcast, the snow leopard of Southwest Virginia. Now, granted, there's no snow, and it doesn't look like a snow leopard, but it just rolled off my tongue.
I know, but being from West Virginia, I'm surprised he didn't just shoot it.
I'm not from West Virginia.
No, the other guy that took the picture.
No, he was not from West Virginia. Oh. He was from Southwest Virginia. But anyway, let's get back to this topic. The ecology proves that human beings are not of this world. They're not of this ecosystem. Okay, I understand that you've grown up with this idea that human beings are of the world and that, you know, you've grown up in the world. can't imagine that we came from anywhere else. But it's a simple point. It's a simple, simple point. So, we are not of this world.
So what you're saying is, because since all of us are just like a genome apart, even us and fish and monkeys, that Noah's Ark might have been an analogy for like a spaceship that came from another planet and then landed here. Trying to say humans might be good food too?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying simply that we are a train wreck. Human beings are a train wreck. Whether or not they were a train wreck when they got to this planet or they have always been a train wreck, I don't know. But we are a train wreck. Now, we as human beings, I say we are in a lowly evolved state. Take for instance the dog, okay? And a wolf and a dog are very, very close. But if you take wolves and over a few generations, you know, bring them in the house and things like that, and they will evolve into the fucking Pekingese.
No.
Now you tell me, if an animal was fully evolved as a wolf, he wouldn't evolve easily into a Pekingese. He would just simply die when he was taken out of the surroundings where he could live. No. We as human beings and animals as well, we're in a constant flux. It's easy for us to change into something else. Genetic shape-shifting. That's a term I want to just throw out there. Genetic shape-shifting. If our air turns such that we can't have less oxygen, then we will evolve into a being that requires less oxygen.
Well, that's obvious right now. The people who live up in the Andes have extremely large chests because they live at such a high altitude. They have larger lungs.
Dolly Parton is not from the Andes.
I didn't say she was.
But she did come from the mountains. Maybe that proves your point there, Bebop.
But she doesn't have big lungs. She just has big tits.
You said a big chest.
The men have... You're digressing into humor, but the men and women have large lung capacities at the higher altitudes. You bring them down to the lower altitudes. I forgot the guy's name, but they brought a guy down. He became a boxer because he was down here at the lower altitudes. He had these big lungs. He would tire out. He could just go, and he would not stop. I mean, he wouldn't tire out.
That is crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bebop. Bebop, everyone. once in a while he comes out with some gems of knowledge, you know, whether they're factual or not, I'm not going to say, but, you know, it sounds cool.
Thank you.
V-Bob, tell me why you don't think that human beings are from another planet.
Well, Darwin has a little spot in my heart. You know, if you look at the evolution between single-celled organisms becoming worms, okay, then you got a multiple-celled organism, and then, okay, if you do like a thought experiment, you can actually just see how things could have evolved to us. And actually, scientists have said that it's likely that any planet that could support life will eventually have a entity on it that could be self-aware and understand itself.
That's simply a theory, Bebop.
It is a theory, but it seems to have worked here.
You don't know that. Now, let's go into another facet
Back up, back up. Now, you say you don't know that, but okay, so it didn't happen here, but it happened on another planet. You're saying that another planet was able to evolve a life form that was self-aware, and then they sent their guys here. Well, why couldn't that have been here first? What makes that other planet where they came from so special that they have life that came here? Why can't it just be here first?
Because I'm not seeing the stepping stones. I am not seeing the signs. You've not shown me the signs. How did it happen here? You can't explain.
How could it happen there? I mean, yours is so fantastically wild. I mean, it's coming. You say another planet out there could evolve life that made a rocket ship that sent like the Noah's Ark of animals here.
But you're not following my point. How did we suddenly step out of the woods fully evolved?
We didn't. No.
Okay, so these civilizations in Egypt and in the Mediterranean and in Babylon and the Indus Valley, they suddenly came into being. They, you know, the people stepped out of the woods and they're like, within a few hundred years, like, oh, we have a fully developed civilization.
No, I'll tell you why it happened. Because we had a choice. See, we're to a wild animal, we're soft and chewy on the outside and just crunchy on the middle. We don't have, like, big nails. We have no defenses. You can't punch a tiger and expect to win. Okay? So what we had to develop was our brain. And we had no choice. It was live or die. And if we were going to live by developing our brain, or we're just going to die.
All right, so you're saying that human beings are a special case. Because you're saying they defy traditional evolution. Traditional evolution says physical strength is what wins the day. Tell me another species that has evolved and got to the top of the food chain by their brains.
Anglerfish. They have a tongue that looks just like a worm. Now, I'm not saying it's complete with their brain, but they're pretty smart to use it. They stick their tongue out, and it looks like a little worm hanging out there. A fish comes out to eat it.
That's not smart. That developed over time.
Okay.
Developed over time. They, you know, somehow they had a little piece sticking off of them, and you know, it's mutation.
Right.
Mutation.
Right. Just like our brains.
But it's not brains.
And do you know why we're not?
Why are we a special case?
Do you know why we're not smarter than we are? Because the human vagina cannot give birth to anything with a larger brain than we have.
So are you telling me that those sluts out there can actually have smarter kids than the, you know, the women who are not sluts?
Actually, no, it's not sluts. It's actually coming to happen with cesarean section. Cesarean section is actually basically a new procedure for us as human beings. It's only been around a very short period of time. But the brains are getting bigger.
Well, I mean, the cesarean section, that, I mean, you're preserving the goods. I mean, you don't want to wreck that thing. You're preserving the goods, so you go ahead and have this cesarean section.
I'd like to tell our listeners that we will definitely be having more podcasts, and we hope you listen. Once again, it is ariusandvbob@gmail.com. That's ariusandvbob@gmail.com, and we're going to be answering your questions. We just happen to be running out of time here. We have a 21-minute limit. We're on 20 minutes right now. If Arius here has anything that he wants to add, That's going to have to be for another segment, people, because we're running out of time. Thank you for listening, and when you listen next time, I will have an